It's another day salvaging and cleaning up in Mississippi. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After tornadoes twisted a lot of areas apart.
Flower shop, beauty shop, barber, law offices just down the street are all gone.
He's in especially devastated Rolling Fork, where federal assistance will be pouring in. But ahead of that,
this weekend, people came from all across the state to lend their trucks, chainsaws, medical expertise, even grill trailers to cook a whole lot of food with. But where this federal assistance will really be a lifeline is providing those emergency services, temporary housing, and loans for uninsured properties.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. One of the tornadoes nearly a mile wide. At least 25 people were killed in Mississippi and other in Alabama. There's also a tornado destruction and several injuries in Troup County, Georgia. They found the two remaining bodies missing in Pennsylvania since Friday's explosion at the R.M. Palmer Chocolate Factory, now blamed for seven deaths.
There will be three buildings condemned around the current site, which is just a precaution as we move into the investigation phase to figure out what caused this.
West Reading Mayor Samantha Kaag. The U.S. and South Korea are playing war games today. A U.S. aircraft carrier and its battle group doing combat exercises with South Korean ships. Hours after North Korea, angry about those military drills, test launched two more missiles. It's another day of widespread protests across Israel that might have the prime minister delaying a controversial change.
Things are moving fast in Israel this morning with unconfirmed reports that plans to overhaul the judiciary could be postponed. Benjamin Netanyahu sacked his defense minister for speaking out against them. That triggered spontaneous protest, tens of thousands taking to the streets of Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Bonfires on the streets and water cannon in response.
Well, that's Fox's Jonathan Savage. Weeks after Silicon Valley Bank collapsed, First Citizens Bank buying up its assets and will reopen 17 SVB branches today under the First Citizens name. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Russia ratcheted up the tension over the weekend while it keeps waging war in Ukraine. Leader Vladimir Putin announced plans to put tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus, its neighbor and ally. Putin claims he's doing what the U.S. already did, putting weapons in European countries.
The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Texas Republican Congressman Mike McCaul, discussed the issue on Fox News Sunday.
These tactical nukes are disturbing.
However, McCaul added,
tensions are rising. I think this is saber rattling on the part of Putin to try to frighten.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby also talked about Putin's announcement on CBS's Face the Nation, saying the situation will be watched carefully. But thus far,
we have not seen any indication that he's made good on this pledge or moved any nuclear weapons around.
McCaul says the current world geopolitical situation can be described this way.
It's a fight between tyranny, oppression versus democracy and freedom in the West.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
A year ago, Russia's invasion helped make gas very expensive, but it's cheaper now and steady over the last 2 weeks.
There's been a 1 cent drop in the average price of gasoline. Regular grade is now $3.52 nationally, and it compares wonderfully to last year's price. It's an 85-cent discount under its year-ago point.
Trilby Lundberg's survey of U.S. gas stations has regular at a higher price than AAA. It's an national average $3.44. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising, coming off last week's gains from the Dow and the Nasdaq. Both rose more than 1%. It's down to the final four in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
3 seconds, 2 seconds. Trammell drives. He's fouled.
Darian Trammell then made a last-second free throw to lift San Diego State past Creighton 57-56 on CBS. Miami also advanced, beating Texas 88-81. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.